Okay, I apologize about yesterday. So I guess we'll do the entire parak test today. It's a hefty 39 halachas, but it'll go pretty quickly. Okay, so in parak test in Yisrei Biya, the Rambam is going to basically primarily be talking about kesamim. Now, we've learned already about the issues of colors, meaning determining if what you find is actually dam or not. Now the Rambam is going to deal with, and for those who've been through Hilchos Nida, this is very familiar, with the issue of if you find a stain somewhere, either on yourself, and the location will be important, or on an article of clothing, and that's going to be basically the entire parak. The Baruch Aleph, the Rambam says, Ana isha mistama min haTorah benido b'ziva ad shetargish v'tira dam v'yatzav b'vsara. Okay, so midaraisa, there are three, I guess, steps. What it called required in order for her to be defined either as nida or ziva, and that is she has some sort of physical sensation. She sees blood and it exits from her. Kamosha Biarnu, as he's explained previously. Right. So what? How does it work? It's very simple. Once she sees it, once she starts menstruating, from that point on, she's tummy. Then lo here gisha. But let's say she didn't have those sensations. Ubadka umatzah dam liftim. Let's say she didn't have any symptoms, any physical sensations. She checks internally and she finds blood inside in the vaginal cervix area. So we assume that this came with a hargasha that she didn't experience, that she just didn't feel the hargasha. Okay. Halacha base. Now, Medivri Sofrim, this is the Rabbanan step in. Shekola roa kesem dam al besara o al begadea. So the Chachamim come in and say that if a woman sees a blood stain either on her skin or on her clothing, afa pi shelo hirgisha, even if she didn't actually have any physical associations associated with menstruating, afa pi shebadka atzma v'lo matza dam, and even if she checked internally and didn't find any dam. So again, we're talking about here, you can understand why this is derabanan. She didn't have the ragasha, which is a deraisa. She didn't see any, there was no re'iyah, that's a deraisa. But something came out of her. So you have, so to speak, one of three. So she's considered tmeya. So the Chachamim basically say it's as if she found blood inside her. Okay. And basically, as you'll see throughout all these halachas, the Rabbanan is that she's tama misafek because maybe the blood that caused the stain was uterine in origin. Okay. So too, the chaim v'divrei sofrim shekol aro adam below es vesasa. Okay, if a woman sees blood, this again, it's Rabbanan. If a woman sees blood not during the time of her veses, which is the day she normally would menstruate, v'chol haroah kesem, and any woman sees a stain, tmeah l'mafreya ad chafdalat shos. So you have this idea of retroactive tumah for a period of 24 hours. Vim badka besoch manzeh u'matzah tahor. If she checks herself during that period of time and she sees that she's tahor, tmeah l'mafreya atzma b'digah. She's still Tameya retroactively until the time she's supposed to do Bedika. So even though she's technically Tameya retroactively midrabanan, but she doesn't cause, so to speak, her husband to be what it called Tameh as a result. Okay. This is also important. She can't count her Nida days. Right, or what do you call it? Or for the stain, right? Except for the time that she sees it, or the stain comes out. The cholaroa kesem arezen mikukelas leminyana, right? And once she sees the stain, basically her count of vesis becomes messed up. Okay, shema minacheder ba veniskakula vesisa, because it's possible the bleeding came from the uterus, and therefore she has to go ahead and recalculate the normal day of menstruation. Now, but let's say she sees bleeding at the time of her veses, that doesn't now mean that she's tamea retroactively for those 24 hours, rather from the time that she discovered the bleeding. We're going to get to these in a second, what they are. But basically, a woman who's pregnant, a woman who's nursing, a virgin, or an elderly woman, dayan shaitan ve'inan mitamas mafreya. So basically what we say is that what it called, when they go ahead and find the blood, find any bleeding, we don't say for these four types of women that it's Tamea Lemafreya, that it's Tamea retroactively. Now, Ezuhim Uberis. So when is a woman defined as being pregnant? Misha Yukar Ubrav Hu Shlosha Chodashim. When it's evident that she has a fetus, and that's around 3 months. Menika, right? What's a nursing woman defined as? Kol Chafta Lechodesh, right? All the entire 21-month period that she's after childbirth. Mesbeda O Gomlaso O Nisanoho the Menika. And it doesn't matter if the child died or if she weaned the child prior to 24 months, or even if she hired a wet nurse to go ahead and take care of the nursing. Either way, for 24 months, she's defined as a menika. Halacha hey. Now, what's a bisula in halachic terms? A bisula is kol shelo ra'asa dam yameah, afal pi shera'asa machmas nisuin o machmas leida. So bisula here means a woman who's never menstruated before, even though she has seen bleeding via either marriage or birth. Okay, and a zakena is kol she'avru leah a tishim yom samach l'zignasa. So basically, it's a woman who didn't menstruate for 90 days straight, close to what we'll call old age. Ve'ezu hi zakena, and what's considered a zakena? Kol she'koren la zakena ve'ena makvedes. Basically, a zakena is if someone says to her, "You're an old woman." She doesn't fight that, what do you call it? Fight that designation. I'd like to meet that woman. Muberes and Maniko is a Kena. Okay, so all these three women, the pregnant woman, the nursing woman, and the elderly woman, right? Summon Kiriasa, okay? A stain is no different than her seeing blood that came out of her. Venomatama the Mafreya. And therefore, we don't have that retroactive 24-hour period of time as being a problem. I mean, it's from that point on. Bisulo Shalo Rasa Damyamea, Bedaini Katana. But when it comes to Bisulo, who never menstruated before, right, and she's still a katana, Sama Tahor, her kesem is actually Tahor, Achatira Dam Shlosh Vesesos. She has to see bleeding of three Vesesos in a row before we can consider a kesem to be Tamit. Okay, 1 second, sorry. Okay, now we're going to get more into location of kesem. So, Lachavav. So ma bein kesem and imsal basar, the kesem and imsal bigda. So what's the difference between a stain that's found on her skin versus a stain found on her clothing? She kesem and imsal basara ein lo shir, right? A kesem that's found on her skin, there's no measurement, meaning it's a kol shehu, as you'll see soon. But imsal abeged eino mitame ad shia kigaris hakilkali, right? But if she finds a stain on her clothing, she has about the size of this gris, okay? Shumiruva sheishbo kedei teisha adashos. Shalosh shalosh. So it basically comes out to a square that can fit nine total adash of lentils. Hayapakos mishir is etar. If it's smaller than this amount, it's tar. Nimsa tipin tipin ein mitzarfos. And that's always important. If that stain has little drops here and there, we don't combine them together. However, hayaaruch harizu mitzarf. But if it's a long amount, so to speak, of drops, then we wouldn't be mitzarf them together. Alach azay. Now kesem shenimsa al davar she'inu mekabel tuma. So if you find a stain, a blood stain on something, right, that does not mekabel tuma, she's considered tar, and we don't concern ourselves about it. So he's going to give all these cases. Kesa, yashva klei avanim, klei adama, klei golem, o al or hadag, o al klei cheres, nigavo, o al beged she'imbo, shloshes balos, shloshes balos. So basically, if she sat down on like, let's say, a utensil that's made out of stones or animal feces, or what do you call it? A piece of cloth that's less than 3x3, because that's to be that 3x3 or more to a kabel tuma. Benimsele and dam, and you find blood on that tahara. Afilu bad kar karka, even if she checks the ground, v'yashva leah, she sits on it. Benimsa kesem al karka, and then she finds a stain on the ground. Gisha amda when she stands up. Harizu tahara. Why should kol she in a kabel tuma lo gazra kesem shim sabo? Anything that itself cannot be a kabel tuma, the rabbana did not extend the gzera kesem to include. V'lo b'makabel tuma ela imken haya lavan. Right. And not only that, it's only when the thing is white, right? When it comes to that which is mekabel tuma. I mean, even if it's something that's mekabel tuma, the object has to be something that's white. Aval klei tzivonin, right? But if something is colored, ein choshesh on the kesem nisaben. So if, for instance, if a piece of clothing is blue, we're not concerned about a stain. And therefore, lefiku tiknu chachamim, that's why chachamim are misakin, shetilbash isha bigdei tzivonin, keila tzila medinik samim. That's why a woman should always wear colored garments, including colored underwear, to always avoid the issue of ksam. Because if a kesem goes on something that has color, right, you can't tell if it's blood or not. And then you're, so to speak, off the hook. Allah kachas, lo b'chol makom shenimsa dama basara titma mishum kesem, Now, just because she finds a kesem on her body doesn't mean anywhere in her body that she's automatically tmeiah. Ad sheyimsa keneged beis ha-torfa, right? It has to be close to her vagina, to the vaginal area. That's where it has to be found. Ketzad. So he's going to give an example. Nimsa al akiva tmeiah. Okay. Let's say she finds it on her heel. Okay. I know that's not geographically close. She's tmeiah. Why? Shema naga beis torfa beis shivasa. So it's possible when she kind of squatted down, her heel touched that vaginal area. So too, let's say she finds it on her calves or on the inside of her ankles. And those are the areas that touch each other when she stands up. The tidvok regal regal, the shok la shok, and therefore leg to leg and knee to knee will and calf to calf will touch each other. She's considered tmeiah. Nimsa rosh godel ragla. Let's say she finds blood on the tip of her toe, right? Tmeiah. Why? Because it's possible that the blood came from the uterus out of her, dripped, so to speak, down her feet onto her toe. And then the Rambam expands this to say anywhere where if blood came out of her, it would, so to speak, drip and fall in some part of her body while walking. If she finds a kesem there, that's considered dam tmeah. Let's say she finds blood on her hands. Afilu al kishrei etzvos, right? Even if it is on the, let's say, backs of her fingers, yadea tmeah sheyadayim iskaniyosan. She's considered tmeah because her hands are very, very busy. Okay, they move everywhere. About im nimsa adam al shoka the al parshaseh mibachutz. Let's say the blood is found on the outside, for instance, of her calves, right? Ominat studen, right? Or if it's from her thighs on the outside. Vein sarach lomer im nimsa min yerechaim alamala. Arei zu tahara, right? She'im ze el adam shenitez aleh makom acher. So as long as it's found on the outside of her body, so to speak, meaning on the outside of the thighs or the ankles or the legs or the calves, then we don't say it came, it was uterine bleeding. And if you find a stain, she's still considered tahora. Okay, halacha test. Hakesem animsa al besara shu aruch kiritzuo agol. And let's say she finds a stain in her body, and that stain, that blood stain, happens to be long, like let's say like a strip or round. Osh hayu tipin, or let's say she finds lots of little drops. Shahaya orech hakesem al rochi berecha. And so the extent of the stain is the width of her thigh. Osh hayu nirek ilohu mimata lamala. Or let's say it looks like it came from below up. Hovahu keneged beis torfa, since it's near, so to speak, the vaginal area. Harei zu tmeiah, right? Ve'en omrim ilu nataf min haguf lo haya kazeh, right? And we don't say that, what do you call it, that had a drip from her body, it would not be found in such a way. Rather, shekol dam anitzam komosevu machmirim bo af bishu safek. So even though this is all the Rabbanan, okay, any blood that's found in these areas, we're machmir on, even if it is a safek. Okay, halacha yud. Okay, let's say she finds a kesem below the belt area, right, on her clothing. So if she finds it from the belt, let's say she's wearing a dress with a belt, anywhere below the belt will be a problem on the clothing. Anywhere above it is Torah. If she sees it on her sleeve, if that was an area that would be able to reach her, the vaginal area, it's tmei. Avim lav tahorat. If not, it is considered kesem. That's tahorat. Alach yud alaf na haisa poshataso umiskasabo belayla. Let's say she would take off her dress and cover herself at night. Kol makom shimsavodam. If in the morning you see blood, tmei. We assume it's tmei. Vechena ezer shala. And so too, if anywhere is found on, literally the ezer is the girdle. Kol makom shimsavodam. Right. Anywhere you find blood, you're going to assume it is tmei. Okay, lachy beis. Now, ha'isa levashas chaluk echad. Right now, let's say she wears one dress. V'shalei shloshi yamim oyeser, 3 days or more. Below eis nidasa, that is not during the 7 days of nida. Ubadka matzalav shloshak saman, and she checks this garment and she finds three separate bloodstains. O kesem echad gadol, or one large bloodstain. Sheish bo shir shloshak saman, that has in it the shear of three bloodstains. Harei zu safek zava. So it's a suffix whether she's a zava or not. Shema kesem nataf himena b'chol yom, because we could say a stain came out of her, dripped out of her every once a day for 3 days straight. V'chein im lavsha shlosha begadim bedukim. right? But let's say also, let's say she wore three different dresses that were checked each day. V'sho'u aleha shlosha yamim, right? And what it called, and you discover a kesem on each day she wore the clothes, the, each dress, right? V'sho'u aleha shlosha yamim beziva'sa during the yumei ziva, u'matza kesem b'chol e'akamahen, and you find a kesem on each one, afapi shezeh k'neged zeh, even if the stains are opposite from each other on that garment, harezu safek ziva. She's still considered to be a safek ziva. Now, matza kesem echad she'embo kadei shlosha kesamim. Okay, let's say she finds a stain that doesn't have the amount of three blood stains or minimum shear blood stains. In batka atzba kol bein hashmashal shiyam rishon u'matza tar v'lo batka chaluka. Right. So let's say she checks herself throughout the bein hashmashal period of that first day, and she sees that she's tahara. Right. But let's say she didn't check the shirt or the dress, and then of yom hashlishi on the third day matza zeh kesem. She finds a kesem, she ain't a kishlosh kesamim, that's not as big as shlosh kesamim, ain't a chashash as a zivas. We don't have a chashash of her being a ziva. Vim lo batka atzma, right? But if she didn't do an internal check, kol ben hashmashos during that period of time, hova lo batka chaluka, she didn't check the dress, v'shar leah shlosh yamim mezivasa, and 3 days went by during their days of ziva, chashash as a zivas. Now we're concerned that she might be a zava, v'afapi she ain't a kesem, kidei shlosh kesamim. Even if that stain is smaller, than three states. Okay, Rachi Adad, Matza Kesem Achaluka Hayom, okay, Virasa Dam Akrakach, Shnei Yamim Zerachazet. So let's say she finds a Kesem on her dress on one day, and then she bleeds, she sees bleeding, right, 2 days after that. Oh, Shirasa Shnei Yamim, well, let's say she saw herself bleed for 2 days in a row, Ubayam HaShlishi, and the third day, Rasa Kesem, Harezu Safek Ziva, so Zava. So as you can see, what's happening here is that the kesem, the finding of the kesem can be mitzarif, can combine together with the other 2 days of ri'ya. Alach tesvav, haroa kesem ba'achak ra'as adam. Let's say she sees a stain and then afterwards she sees blood coming out from her. Tolak sama b'riyasa kol meisleis. So basically we tie together the stain with the ri'ya, okay, meisleis from a 24-hour period of time. Bein shebadka atzma be'eish shematza kesem matza tor. Whether she checked herself at the time she found the stain and saw she was tahor, bein shelo batko, if she didn't check, aval haroa kesem achar kesem v'soch esrim bar shows, but if she sees a stain and then another stain within a 24-hour period of time, ain't a tola kesem a kesem. We don't necessarily tie one kesem to the other. Ela imkin batka beinam, rather only if she checked in between them, shem hipsika tahara bein aksamim, aim it start from the minyan zivas. Because what we say is that there is a time of being tahor between the stains, and therefore, they can't be combined together when it comes to counting her towards Aziva. Okay, Lacha Tezayim, Ketzat. So what does this mean? Ross, a kesem erev Shabbos, v'shar rishona minayom. So she sees a stain on Friday during the first hour of the day. Afapi shelo badka atzma, even though she didn't do an internal check. V'lo yoda im tahor hi im tamea, and she doesn't know if she's tahor or tame. And then, v'ross adam akrakach, and then she sees blood from her, Ad Shal Rishonim Yom HaShabbos, which is 24 hours later, the first hour into Shabbos, Eina Mona L'Kesem. Then this doesn't count towards a stain. Ela Tola Kesem Ri'ya, meaning the stain doesn't stand on its own. We tie the stain to the Ri'ya. Vim Ra saw Be'echad B'Shabbos, U'Vesheni B'Shabbos, Tia Ziva. And if she saw on the first hour Shabbos and the second hour Shabbos, then she's a Zava. Ra saw Dam B'Yom HaShabbos, B'Shah Shnia. Let's say she saw bleeding on Shabbos at the second hour, harizu tzmeya shnei yomim, erev Shabbos, shematzah bo kesem, so she's now tamei 2 days. Friday, when she saw the stain, uve Shabbos, and on Shabbos, she raw saw dam, when she actually saw the bleeding, sharei ein shnei besoch meis leith, because both of them are not within a 24-hour period of time. Then raw saw dam be'echa b'Shabbos, choshen lezibas. And if she saw, therefore, bleeding on Sunday, right, then we definitely b'chashash that she is a zava. Okay, 1 second. Okay, Alachi Zayin, Lo Ra'as Adam B'Shabbos, going on the last case, she didn't see bleeding on Shabbos, Aval Ra'as Kesem Acher B'Shar Rishonim Yom Shabbos, but she saw another stain in the first hour of Shabbos, In Batka Atzma, if she checked herself the Erev Shabbos on Friday, In Batzatar, and so she was Tar, Ein Amona El Kesem Echad. We only count as one stain, Shubi Yom Shabbos, right? Ho V'Shnein B'Tok Mei Slaves, because both of them took place within a 24-hour period of time. Vim lo badka, but she didn't check herself. Lo yada imim sika tahara b'nehen. right? Well, if she didn't check and she didn't know if she was tahara or not, then she has to now be mitzarif the kesem to the ria if she saw it on Shabbos, and therefore we're choshesh that she is a zava. Allah yud ches. Now, rasa kesem hasheni b'shashniyam yom Shabbos. Let's say she sees the second stain on the second hour of Shabbos, bein batka bein lo batka, whether or not she checked herself. Harezu tamei hashnei yamim. She's considered tamei for 2 days. Sharei ein shnei besokei slays. Because neither of them were within a 24-hour period of time. Then Ra saw the Echa b'Shabbos achar me'isleis choshesh l'zivas. And therefore, if she saw on Sunday after that 24-hour period of time, now we're concerned that she's a zava. Ra saw b'shar rishona miyom Echa b'Shabbos kesem shlishi. Let's say she saw on the first hour of Sunday a third stain, imivsika tahara b'nei'an. If she had a hefsek tahara, if she knew she was tahara between them, emis tarfin, did not mistarf each other, v'ne choshesh l'zivas. However, but if she never did a check to see if she was tahara, then we say that there's a chashash of being a zava. Alacha yutes, kol kesem shemarno shehitmea biglalo. Okay, anytime we say that a kesem causes a woman to become tmea, im yesh la dover litlosbo, and now we're going to switch into a few halachas like this. If we can attribute the source of the stain to something else, the lomar, and say shema kesem zemi dover ploni, that this kesem came from that thing. Oh, im nimsa ala beged, or if it was found on the clothes from that other thing, harezu tahora. Then she's considered tahora. Shelo amru chachamim bedavar lahachmir elahakel, which may sound foreign to some people, but the chachamim didn't when they introduced this halacha, they're not here to go ahead and be machmir, rather be mekel. Then nimsa al bisara, but she finds it on her skin. Sveiko tamei ve'ena tolobo. Then, what it called, we say the suffix, we lean towards her being tameh, and we don't try to find an external source. However, but if she has a reason to say, okay, that the kesem that's on her skin, right, also came, is the same thing that came from a that caused the stain on her clothing, right, then she may even say the one on her skin is attributed to an external cause, and therefore it's a suffix that she'd be tahara for. So again, let's say she found a stain on her clothes and her skin. She can go ahead and attribute it all to whatever that external source was. So he's going to explain these cases right now. Ketza. Shachta behemo chaya of. Okay, this is a famous case. Let's say she slaughtered an animal. Ocean is aska b'ksamim, or she's involved in, she's knee deep in bleeding, in blood. Oh, she yashra b'tzada oskimen, or she happens to be sitting next to people like butchers. Oh, she avra b'shuk shel tavachim, or she walked through a slaughterhouse. V'nimsa dam achaluka, and she finds blood on her dress. Tahora, right? V'tol v'varim elu she mehen ba kesem, and we can assume that the blood came from the animals that were being shechted. V'achav aleph. Now nimsa kesem al besar bilvad. Let's say she finds that stain only on her skin. If the kesem is at around the point of where her dress was and below, right? Tmea. Then this hafla, the kafsa, okay? So let's say she turned it upside down and flipped, okay? Afilu mechagor lamala, tmea. Then if she happened to have done that, then even from the chagor and above, it will be tmea. Because if the dam, let's say, came from being near the shechted animals, she should have found it on her clothes as well. Since it's only on her skin and not on her clothing, that's what makes her tmeah. Now, let's say she has an injury, okay? Right, even if that, let's say, cut is covered by a scab, if she could open up that scab and produce blood, the nimsa dam al basara, and then she therefore, and let's say she finds blood somewhere else in her body, then she could say tola b'maka. She could say that blood came from that wound, and any other case like that. Okay, 1 second. Elachav gimel nimsa kesem al begadeh. Let's say she finds a kesem on her clothing, ubisara, and on her skin, ki echad, okay, as one. Right, tola b'chol yesh l'litlos. Then she can go ahead and explain with some type of external catalyst, okay, or cause. V'tola b'ma'achalos, and she's allowed to say that the stain came from, let's say, from a ma'acholos, right? Like a little bug. Shema ba'esha yashva, because it's possible she sat down. Nerga macholas, right? She killed that thing. V'dam zed dam macholasu, and therefore that dam is coming from this bug. The ad kama ad kigaris, and this only applies up to the garis size of a stain. Avaim matza kesem yeser mikigaris, but if the stain is bigger than a gris, ain't a tolo macholas. She can't say the bug caused it. But feel ha'isa macholas retutsa b'kesem. Even if if she sees a large blood stain and that, let's say, bug is actually on that stain. Oh, yesa mikigaris, once it's bigger than that size, anatol macholos, she can't attribute it source to, let's say, a bug. She can also attribute the stain on her to, let's say, her son or her husband. Let's say her husband's a butcher. Or let's say their hands are dirty. Or they had a maka. Tola bahen, she can say the stain came from, the blood came from them. The omeris, hey naguba, right? The hilo yada. She can say that they touched her and she didn't realize the damze machmasu, and the blood that's on her came from them. Okay, laka kafe. Amach zikin dam rakam rakam litlosbo. Okay, now we don't go as far as to say that dam travels. Okay, dam doesn't travel. What does that mean? Ketza. So let's say she had an injury on her shoulder, a cut, benimsa kesa malshoka, and she sees the stain on her calf. Ain omrim shema biyadea naga b'maka v'naga makamza. We don't say that maybe her hand touched the wound on the shoulder and then moved its way down to her thigh. I was mean her calf. V'chein kol chliyotza b'zeh. Ain toma bo ben meguva ben chaluka. We don't assume that's the status of those ksama. Halacha chavav. Okay, now we're going to get into a series of cases now of multiple women. Shtei nashim shenis asku b'tzipor echad. Right. So let's say there are two women who are slaughtering a bird. Veinbo ela kesela dam. Okay, and it has only in it a cella size of blood. V'nimsa kol achas v'shtein kesem kesela. But they find in each one of them a stain the size of a cella. Shtein tmeos. Then in that situation, they're both tmeos, because there's more blood than what was contained within the tzipor. Nisaska b'dam, let's say a woman's involved with blood, she efshar shiyemi meno kesem ela kigaris, right? And we say that that blood could produce a kesem no larger than a gris, right? V'nimsa le'a kesem k'shnei grisin, but we find a kesem the size of two gris on her. Arezu tola kigaris b'dam, shnei saska bo uvigaris ma'lacholos. She's lucky. She can say one gris dam came from the blood that she was working with, and the second one came from this bug. Nimsa kesem yeser mikshnei grisim, but if that kesem is bigger than two grisim, then she is tamea. Hey, alacha chavzayin. Nisaska be'edom, okay, ain tola bo shachar. Okay, let's say she was working with red blood. She cannot say, right, that if she has a black stain, that it came from it. Nisaska be'of, okay, let's say she's involved with a chicken. Sheishbo mine dam harbe, that has very different colors of blood. Benimsa lea mare echa mehen, and she finds on her one of those colors of blood from that the chicken would have. Tolobo, she can assume it came from the chicken. Haisu lavasha shlosha chalukas, okay? Let's say she's wearing three coats, okay? It's really cold outside. Imya kola litlos tola apatakdam. If she can attribute it to an outside source, she can do so even if it's the innermost garment. Right? And if she can't even attribute it to the outer coat. So what does that mean? Ketza. Avra b'shok shal tavakim. So let's say she's walking through the slaughterhouse. Afal pisha nimsa hakesem ala tachton levado. Let's say she only finds blood on the innermost garment. Tola b'damat tavakim. We can still say it came from the butcher house. Lo avra b'shok shal tavakim v'yotzebo. But let's say she wasn't that kind of situation where she walked through a slaughterhouse. Even if we find that blood stain on the outside coat, okay, only, and not in the inner garments. Harezu tmeya, right? Suffik avra, suffik lo avra. Suffik nizaska, suffik lo nizaska, in a tola, right? So we say she's tmeya, and if there's a question about whether or not she went to a butcher house, or there's a suffik about whether or not she was involved with stuff that was bloody, we assume we can never rely on the outside court, outside factor in that situation. Allah Chavkas, Ir Sheishba Chazirim. Let's say you have a city where there's lots of pigs that wander through the streets. Oh, Shaheim Ba'inla Tamid. Okay. Or these types of animals come in and out of that city all the time. Ain Choshen Kismea Hanim Sarba Chaluka. Then we never worry about any stains found on her dress. Okay. One second. Let's say a woman lends her garment out, her shirt, let's say, either to a woman who's a nida, bein akum bein Yisraelis, whether she's Jewish or not, v'chazra v'lovsha osa kodem bedika, when she gets the shirt back, she puts it down without checking it, umatza alav kesem, and then she finds a stain, hareza tola benida shalavsha osa. You can assume that the kesem came from the woman who was a nida. Hish'ila osa lezava katana biyoma tamishala, let's say she lends out her shirt to a zava katana on the day that she's tameh, or on the day she's supposed to wait before she can go to the mikvah, o libsula shadamei atoren, or a bisula whose dam is tar, hareza tola ba. She can assume the dam came from that in one of these situations. Aval im hishila oso lezava katana biyoma shamor. Let's say she lends it to the zava katana on the day she must be careful, o lezava gedola. Or the Zava Gedola, B'Shiva Yamim Nikia, for the 7 days she has to count after she's a Zava Gedola. The Chazra V'Lavsha Oso Koda B'Nika, she puts it down before checking it. V'Nimsa Olav Kesem, and then she finds a Kesem on it. Shteim the Kukalos. Now you got two mess ups here. Hashoelas, right? The woman who borrowed it, the Hamishelas Osa, and the woman who lent it. Shema Mizu, Shema Mizu. We don't know who the Kesem came from. Hishila Oso Lioshevis Ala Kesem. Let's say she lent her shirt out to a woman who is watching herself because she saw kesem. Ain atolaba, right? We don't say that the kesem she now has in a shirt came from this other woman. She ain't tolan kesem a kesem. So we don't, because we don't tell that one kesem, we don't explain one kesem from another kesem. Alaka lamed, badka chaluka, badka atzma. Let's say she checks her shirt and she checks herself. The nimsa's tar, and she sees that she's tar. She lends out her shirt to her friend, Vilav Shaso, who wears it, and then she finds a kesem. Right? When she returns it to her, okay, the stain was discovered once she returned it to the person she had borrowed from, the borrower was considered Tamea. Right? We don't say that the stain came from the owner of the shirt, because she checked herself. And the shirt, kodem shetishalei ala, before she lent it out to this person. So you can't attribute the kesem back to her. Aleph, arucha, okay. Let's say you have a tall woman, shelavsha chaluka shaktsara, who wears, let's say, a very short shirt, okay, that belongs to a short person, v'nimsa bo kesem, and she finds a stain on it. Imagia keneget beis hatorfa, that is not, if the kesem is near her, the tall woman's vaginal area, she's tamea. Then la tahora. And if not, she's tahora. Shekesem zeh shel ksarahi. Because this kesem came from a short woman. Okay, lachalam abeis. Shalosh nashim shelovshu chaluk echad zu achar zu. Let's say three women. One woman has one shirt. She lends that shirt to the second woman, who then lends it to the third woman. Right? The achar nimso love kesem. Then you find a kesem on it. Let's say they all three, or in this example, all three women sleep in the same bed together, and blood is found underneath one of them. All three are now tameh. But if one of those three women checks herself immediately and sees that she happens to be tameh, that gets the other two women off the hook. Excuse me. In the same case, batku kulan umatzu atzman tahoros. Okay, let's say they all check and they see they're all tahora. Tola mi she'ena ruuya liros dam mi she'iruya. Now we could say that the woman who is less likely to go ahead and have dam at this time can say that dam belongs to the woman who was more likely to bleed at that time. So what does that mean? Keita haisa achas muberes v'achasena muberes. Right, if one of the two women is pregnant, the other one's not, right? Hamuberes tahora. So obviously, we could say the pregnant woman is tahora. Usheina muberes tmeah. The one not pregnant is tmeah. Menika sheina menika menika tahora. If it's a nursing woman and a woman not nursing, the nursing woman can assume she's tahora. Zekena sheina zekena zekena tahora. If it's an elderly woman and someone not, The zakena can assume she's tahara, and a basula shena basula basula tahara. And if it's a basula, not a basula, basula is tahara. Hayakula ubaros, kulan zakenas, kulan benikos, kulan basulos. But if all three of them are, let's say, for example, pregnant, hare kulan tmeos, then they are all considered tmeos. Alakulama dalad, shlosha nashim sha'alu derech miraglos hamita. Okay. Let's say three women climb up onto the bed, the yeshnu kulan, and they all sleep together. Minsa dam tachasa and saif, and blood is found underneath the middle one. Shlosh dam tmeos, all three are tame. Tachasa pnimis, he. Let's say the blood was discovered underneath the woman on the inside part, right? Ubishet sida tmeos v'achitzona tahora. Okay. So the inner one and the one next to her are tame, and the outer one is tahora. Tachas achitzona he, if it's found underneath the outer one, ubishet sida, right? Tmeos. So the outer one and the middle would be tame, and the inner one would be tahara. Then lo alu derech miraglos, but they climb up to the bed such a way. Sharei elahem seder. There's no really order. They went into bed, right? But nimsa dam tachas achas men kulon tameos. And then we find blood underneath one of them. We assume they're all tameo. Alei alach avamadei. The meds varamurim b'shabadku kulon umatzu tahar v'lo tuchal achas men litlos b'chaveretach k'moshem yanu. It's only if they all check, they found the tahara, and they can't give an explanation. They can't say the stain came from some one of their friends. If one of them checked and she's tahora, v'chaverta lo batka, and her friend did not check, tola ha-tahora b'zush lo batka. The tahora can rely on the one who didn't check, v'arei zush lo batka t'meya. And the one who did not check is then considered to be t'meya. Halach alam above. All right, kol kesem shenim sala beged, she'ein lo b'ma yisla, right? If a stain is found on a shirt, let's say, and there's no external source to say, there's no external source to point to. The tumah only emerges if you can say definitively it's blood. Then the stopek lahem, shemahu dam otseva edom. Let's say you're not sure whether it is blood or not, okay? Meaning, is it blood or is it red dye? Ma'aviran olav shiva simanim elu al seder. Okay. Then what happens is that if they're unsure what it is, you have these seven, simanin, right? These, you'll see what they are, these items, these ingredients that you use, okay, in order to determine whether this is blood or not. Im avar o kaha eno, okay, it passes, right, and the color becomes weaker, harezu kesem dam, then we know it's a blood stain, utzmeyan, she's tmeyan. Then avar kamoshu, meaning if you, as you'll see, you wash it, this stain that you're in question about, if you wash it and it's still just as strong as it was before, harez yutseva, it's considered a dye, and therefore she's tahora. Okay, so how does this work? Alach alamad zayin, ve'elohein ashiva simanim asidran. These are the seven simanim and the order they must go in, and the order is going to be very important. Okay, okay. Rok tafal, okay, the spit from someone who was not eaten yet. Ula isas grisin shel pool, okay? That literally means beans that have not been chewed yet. Umei raglayim sheikh mitzu. Then you use urine that's basically literally fermented, but gone sour, right? Uboris v'neser v'kimona, right? V'eshalek. So these are different types of, things, literally translated as lye, natron, cumin, and some type of bleaching agent, asheleg, like from snow. So what happens is the piece of clothing must be rubbed three times with each cleansing agent, and then must be passed, so to speak, back and forth while you're rubbing it together. Okay, it's a very heavy duty laundering method. Havirin shaloh al seder. Let's say you do not use these cleaning things in order. O shavirin ke echad, or you mix them up all together and do it at once. Lo asaklum, you didn't do anything. Hikdom achronim rishonim elu rishonim. Let's say you use the last ones in the order first. Elu shehavir b'achrona sheina rishonim alo b'chozer ma'avir achrayim achronim shiktim av shiavir shiva al zeder. So if you did the last ones first, okay, you can go ahead and you can go ahead and start over again, so to speak, and then do the all seven in the right order. But the order seems to be of significance. Okay, now what are these seven things? Halacha lamaches, ezu rok tefal. So what is this spit? It's shalot ta'am klo mitchila halayla. V'hayyashan mechatzi alayla achra l'machar kodam sheyokal nikaro tefa. Tata. So let's say you take spit from a person, okay, who hasn't eaten from the beginning of the night, and he slept the second part of the night, okay, and he gave you a sample of his saliva prior to eating. V'hu shelo yotza rov diburo, as long as he didn't talk a lot, ad shelo shalos biyom, until 3 hours into the day. Then hishkim v'shana, pirko kodem shelo shalos. Let's say he went ahead and, let's say, rose, got up early from bed, and he was studying a lot during those 4 or 3 hours, meaning he was using his mouth. Einzo rok tafel, right? Shadibur vata chozak arok umat zero kamayim. Because talking basically weakens the strength of this spit, and therefore it's like water. Vezohi le'isas grisin. Okay, what does it mean by these beans that have been chewed up? Ushi yilos hagrisin. You chew the beans up. Ad shis aravim apol rok harbet bepiv. And so basically, you chew it enough that it causes you to salivate a huge a gob of spit. The urine that he's talking about is urine that's 3 days or more old. Finally, Lavates, Kol Isha Shehi Tmeya Mishum Kesem, right? Any woman who is Tame because of a Kesem, O Matza Kesem Emeni Dasa, or she finds a Kesem during her 7 Nida days, Harezu Safek Nida, she's considered a Safek Nida. Yosheves love Sheves Yomim, she counts 7 days. Vitavels below Shmini, and she goes to the mikvah on the 8th day. Vachach Tiyem Vacharasabaila, and then she's mukta to her husband. Then Matza Osta Bimezi Vasa, but she finds this Kesem during her Ziva days. Harezu Safek Zaba Gedola Oktana, she's a Safek about what kind of Zaba she is. Kamush Nizvar Reparat Zeth. And therefore, Vyosheves Yom Echad, she has to wait 1 day. Im Haisa Katana, she's a Katana. O Sheves Yomim Nakiyim, Im Haisa Gedola, or 7 days, and she's Zaba Gedola, Misafek. But all this is derabana. Therefore, if someone had sexual relations, b'mezid, makanas o makas mardus, they would get rabbinical makas, uptur mikorban, and they'll be pater from a korban. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up Perek Yud tomorrow.